Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The book on advanced tax strategies. Cracking the Code for Savvy Real Estate Investors is a practical nonfiction guide focused on U.S. real estate taxation, written by CPAs Amanda Han and Matthew McFarland. It serves investors who want to reduce tax liability while staying within the rules. The book builds on the idea that real estate is not only an investment vehicle, but also a tax planning opportunity when handled correctly. Rather than explaining how to buy properties, it concentrates on the financial and administrative structures that determine how much profit investors actually keep after taxes. Its scope includes rental property deductions, depreciation acceleration, 131 exchanges, opportunity zone benefits, real estate professional status, retirement account strategies, entity structuring, bookkeeping, and audit awareness. The result is a specialized reference for investors who already understand the basics of real estate and want a more advanced understanding of how tax law affects returns, cash flow, and long-term wealth building. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using rental property deductions to reduce taxable income, the book also makes clear that the benefit of deductions depends on proper structure and record keeping. A deduction has little value if it is not supported, timed correctly, or connected to an accurate understanding of the property's role in a broader portfolio. That is why the authors emphasize treating real estate as a business activity rather than a casual side holding. This approach helps investors see why routine documentation, separate accounts, and organized expense tracking are not administrative chores but tax defenses. The book does not present deductions as loopholes in a careless sense. Instead, it shows them as intended features of the tax code that reward investment activity and ongoing management. Readers who understand this topic gain a stronger basis for evaluating whether a deal is attractive after taxes, not just before them. Secondly, accelerating depreciation through cost segregation and related timing tactics. The book also connects depreciation to broader decision-making. Once investors understand that deductions can be front-loaded, they can better assess when to buy, renovate, refinance, or exit a property. Cost segregation can be useful, but the book implicitly reminds readers that it should be considered in context, since accelerated deductions may create future recapture concerns. That balance is important because it prevents readers from treating depreciation as free money. Instead, it becomes a strategic trade-off between present and future tax outcomes. This is one of the book's strengths. It teaches investors to think in terms of tax timing, not just tax reduction. The result is a more sophisticated approach to asset management and portfolio planning. Thirdly, 131 exchanges, opportunity zones, and other gain deferral tools. The book also emphasizes that gain deferral requires careful execution. These strategies are rule-driven and timing-sensitive, so they are not casual tactics. That makes them useful to serious investors who are willing to plan ahead, coordinate with advisors, and make decisions based on tax consequences as well as market conditions. The inclusion of these topics gives the book a forward-looking dimension. It is not only about reducing the current year tax bill, but also about controlling the tax outcome of future exits. This is a distinguishing feature because many beginner texts ignore disposition planning entirely. Here, selling a property becomes a strategic event rather than simply a liquidation step. Fourthly, real estate professional status and active participation rules. The practical lesson is that tax status can be as important as asset selection. Investors may need to track hours, document involvement, and coordinate family or business structures to support their position. The book treats this as a planning issue that should be considered before the tax year ends, not after a return is already filed. That makes the chapter highly actionable, but also inherently rule-sensitive. Its value is in showing how status planning can alter the tax impact of rental operations, especially for investors with otherwise limited access to deductions. In category terms, this is one of the book's most advanced sections because it moves beyond property-based deductions into taxpayer classification. Lastly, entity structure, bookkeeping, retirement accounts, and audit protection. This topic also differentiates the book from purely conceptual tax guides. It is not just about identifying deductions or citing tax rules. It is about building an operating framework that makes those rules usable in practice. For investors, this is often where savings are won or lost. A good deduction on paper is worthless if records are messy or entity arrangements are poorly chosen. By including retirement accounts and audit defense alongside bookkeeping, the authors show that tax efficiency depends on both offense and defense. The result is a more realistic picture of real estate taxation, one that connects strategy with administration and long-term risk management. This book is best suited for real estate investors who already understand the basics of property ownership and want to improve after-tax returns through more deliberate planning. it will be especially useful for owners of rental property, active portfolio builders, high-income professionals considering real estate, and investors preparing for major transactions such as exchanges or sales. The main benefit of the book is that it translates complex tax rules into practical decisions about deductions, depreciation, entity structure, and exit planning. Readers come away with a clearer view of how tax treatment affects not only annual filings but overall investment performance. What makes it stand out in the real estate category is its narrow and specialized focus. Many books teach acquisition, financing, or property management, but this one concentrates on the tax mechanics that determine how much money investors actually keep. Because the authors are CPAs with real estate expertise, the book carries unusual credibility for a strategy guide. It works less as a beginner overview and more as a reference for investors who want to ask better questions, avoid costly mistakes, and approach their portfolios with a tax-conscious mindset. If you would like to support Amanda Han, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.